Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And I believe what they did failed to meet the governmental need. I'm disappointed. I said I was disappointed. I find it irresponsible. I find it reckless.
You know, we're building four hospitals, four medical centers, and many other things. We've developed and sent thousands of ventilators, and hopefully they're going to do well.
Governor Cuomo, kind of a little bitter. He made his point yesterday that he doesn't think the federal government has done enough for him, for his state, even though there's some evidence that a few years ago they had the opportunity to sort of expand their access to ventilators and a few other things and made the decision not to spend that money. I mean, I think it's interesting now that this is all suddenly the federal government's fault, but I'm happy to see the federal government responding as it has been around the country, and ultimately it's Cuomo's job to advocate for his state. So I'm sure we'll continue to hear more on that. Right now, we need to discuss how the stimulus bill is going to move forward and when. And we've got Rachel Sutherland on the line from Fox News Radio. Rachel, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Coming to you from the friendly confines of my home office this morning.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The good news is I have a window now, whereas my studio before did not. So that's kind of nice.
There you go. That is nice. You know, I'm reading the headlines this morning, and I've never heard of Thomas Massie, but everyone in the United States is going to know who he is before the day's over.
You are so right. In fact, early this morning, I was looking up his bio as well. I'd heard the name, but there's 435 members of Congress. And I was like, who's this Massie guy? Well, he's the guy who is saying he's going to hold up this $2 trillion spending bill. And what the House was planning to do today was hold a unanimous consent vote or a voice vote where the people who are there gather and say yay or nay, and the latter side wins. Well, he is the only one that we know of that would be screaming the nay at this point. And that would stop the wheels and turning. He's a libertarian of Kentucky. He has expressed concerns about the spending itself, which isn't that big of a surprise. And he tweeted, he said the Senate did some voodoo just like with Obamacare. So he's concerned about, A, the spending in the bill and the national deficit, and B, the way that they're doing it. But there were reports that even members of the House Freedom Caucus, who think a lot like him, were imploring him not to do this. So, but at this hour, it appears he is forcing this, and a lot of lawmakers are understanding we're trying to catch red eyes back to Washington.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned unanimous consent. We had Congresswoman Ann Wagner on the radio here yesterday and or the day before, and she was saying, you know, she's quarantined right now. So she was really hoping that they could do this by unanimous consent so she didn't have to worry about trying to figure out when she could get back to Washington to vote. But a single no vote throws a kink in the gears, which means they'd have to have what, 218 in the House? That's a big gathering of people right now.
Yeah, that would be the quorum. And so there's other options they could look at, and one of them is voting by proxy. And that's where, of course, a lawmaker would vote for a colleague. That could happen as well. But if they do get that 51%, which is a quorum, then they could move forward. And it's so I'm thinking that this is going to be a delay, not necessarily a death knell to the bill, but simply a delay. And then Massey's going to have to deal with his unpopularity moving forward.
Well, you know, I share his concern over the fact that it spikes the debt and there's no, it's not paid for in any way, shape, or form. I understand all of that. But at some point, you got to get the economy rolling again. And I'm not quite sure this guy's going to accomplish what he's after here.
Well, he's accomplishing the fact that we're talking about him this morning.
Well, that's true.
But, I mean, look, I mean, who knows? Maybe he does have pure intentions. I'm not saying he doesn't. But this will be a drama today, probably tomorrow. If they can't get everyone assembled by 10 a.m. Eastern, which was the plan late last night, then it could be pushed into the weekend or even on Monday.
So, Rachel, I'm sure by this point you've read through all 880 pages of that bill. Have you figured out exactly how quickly they're going to be able to get this money to people?
Well, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says that once the president signs the bill, it would be 2 to 3 weeks before Treasury can start rolling out this money. My understanding is that it would come through the IRS because they know where we are anyway. So it wouldn't be that long before the money starts rolling out. My question is, and there's not been a lot of reporting on this, is will we have to pay it back? Will it be taxable income that's going to be on our next year's return? Will it be free money? We don't know yet. So whereas it sounds like a great idea, okay, $1,200 sounds great. Well, you know, is this an IOU? We don't know.
Yeah, that's a great point. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.